Happy Labor Day. Isn't it the best holiday? Actually, I was complaining about how much I don't like Labor Day right before Mass, and then I remembered tomorrow's Deacon Mike's birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Deacon Mike. Congratulations on being born. Well, he didn't do anything. I don't know why you're clapping for him. Where's your mom? I guess we're just clapping that it is good that you exist. Well, whenever I hear something that Jesus says and I don't really know how to live that out, I think, oh my goodness, what does this even mean? How do I do this? I don't do this, and I don't do this. Whenever I hear something like that, I try to stop and let it sink in and let it be, kind of take it a little bit at face value. Now, we're not supposed to be literalistic with everything about Scripture, but the literal meaning of Scripture is what the author intends to give us. And sometimes I too quickly move to some spiritual application or some, you know, an analogy, and I don't literally think about, do I do this thing that Jesus is asking me to do? And he says, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors. First of all, what? Okay. In case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed will you be because you're going to have your reward at the resurrection of the righteous. Now, I don't do that. I'm just wondering, do you do that? Just letting it sink in a little bit. Jesus says these things to these people at the banquet. He sees them going for the higher seats and he says, what are you doing? Take the lower seat. He sees them inviting people who can repay them later, who will make them look good. And he says, don't do this. Invite those who are needy and poor. And I have to say that that's a difficult thing to even fathom doing. And we shouldn't do. There's a little bit of hyperbole maybe in this. This does not mean that you shouldn't have dinner with your family. Okay? That is not what this means. But what he's actually inviting us to do is to invite others, outsiders, poor people, people who are kind of on the margins, maybe who weren't really welcome or who haven't been welcome before, to invite them to the family table. Especially those who can't repay you. Especially those who are maybe difficult to sometimes to receive. Now, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, when she was a little girl, I just read this in a biblical commentary on this section, that her parents would invite the poor to the dinner table. At her family table, at Mother Teresa's family table, the poor were always welcome. They always had a seat. And they would come. They would come and join them for dinner. This was something that was instilled in her as a little girl from her parents. And it's amazing how it didn't bear fruit right away in terms of the Missionaries of Charity, but she began that order, the Missionaries of Charity, when she was 40. That's when she started to really talk about welcoming the poor and the lame. She picked people, dying people up off the streets of Calcutta so that they could die with dignity, be loved, and cared for. She gave them a seat at the table with her sisters, but also with the Lord, in a place at the table as God's people, if they wanted to be. You know, she didn't force people to be baptized or anything like that, but they were always welcome to join the church and to become a Christian and to know Jesus. And that kind of love, it started when she was a little girl. It didn't bear fruit till much later, but the seeds began in the way that she was raised. It began with her parents. And the radicalness of that, to me that sounds really radical. That you would invite people who are needy and poor, who you don't even necessarily know, although maybe in Albania it was a small town, maybe they did know some of them, to invite them in. That's pretty awesome. And do we do that? Now, when we hear poor, we, of course, first we think materially poor, and we should. But there are other forms of poverty as well. Loneliness. Some people who have been, they're at a distance with their family, maybe through geography or maybe through difficulties in relationships. There are, obviously, there's spiritual poverty. And people who don't know, maybe even, they're kind of lost. They don't know why they're here. What's this life about? And the Lord invites us to be that family table where people can gather, both as individual families, but also as the church. Here we are, gathered as God's children, His sons and daughters. And the first thing that we could say about the family table and is that the Father wants His children to love one another, not just to get along, but to love one another. Now, getting along, sometimes tolerating each other, that's as good as we can do some days. But He wants us to want to be together. As a kid growing up, at the Kogut table, you had dinner as a family almost every night. And when you're at dinner, you have to talk about your day, and then you have to listen to your siblings. I had to listen to my brothers talk about their day. And which wasn't that bad most of the time. But you couldn't leave until you asked to be excused. Excuse me, can I be excused now? And then, you know, we'd divvy up chores and everybody would go to work. But that time at the family table was one where we got along pretty well. I mean, at least at the table. And that time, which, you know, when you're a kid, your parents just tell you what to do and you do it. But what our dad was instilling in us was a desire to be present to one another. That I could tell, like, what he wanted was his sons to love one another. He wanted us to want to be together. He wanted us to, he wanted peace, harmony, and love to be known and received in his home. Nothing ever made my parents, or I don't think makes any parents, more upset than when their children fight with each other. It's not different with God. Our Heavenly Father wants and desires these same things for us as His family, as His people, as St. Mary Parish, as Catholics, as Christians. He wants that for us. And that's where it begins, because what we're talking about here, though, it's actually us inviting other people into the family. And by that I mean maybe just to your family dinner table. Maybe there's someone that you know who will be alone on Thanksgiving. Maybe there's some time between now and then even that you know, though they're kind of alone, maybe they should have a seat at our table. Once my parents took in refugees from Sudan, our family table has become more and more there's always someone coming in from somewhere. We've had people from Cuba, people from Spain, everywhere. Why? They needed a table to sit at somewhere. And so they're welcome. The Lord is inviting us to do that as individual families, but again, also as His family, the church. One of the ways that we're doing that, I mean, you were talking about food, and I didn't mean to preach two alpha homilies in a row, but this is just how it happened. When you have a banquet and you're giving people food, alpha, invite anyone and everyone, the poor, the lame, the lonely, so that they have a seat at the family table. And that's what we're trying to do at Alpha, at the Alpha Course. That people would be welcome to come and to sit with us, to hear about Jesus, to know that they could belong here with us. And that's way more attractive if we care about each other. Have you ever been over to dinner at someone's house and they loved each other and enjoyed each other and it was just fun? And said to yourself, I'd come back. If they invited me back, I'd come back. Have you ever been at somebody's house to dinner where that wasn't exactly how it went? You know, it was a bad day. It was just a bad day. Maybe something happened. And you thought, yeah, can't wait to leave. Feel bad for them. I caught them on a bad day. But so when we invite people into our parish, especially into the Alpha Course, because it is more of one of those evangelistic opportunities, more so than Mass anyway, that they would be welcomed, but that they would be welcomed into a place where people care about each other, love each other, and have a sense of family. The Lord desires to build that up in this parish more and more and more. With that already exists. But he's inviting us to embrace that more fully. And I know that many of you, some of you will be at Alpha, many of you won't. You just won't be able to make it because it's on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8 p.m. So, you know, won't all be able to make it. But what could you do? Well, you could invite people to your own table at home. And that's inviting them to have a seat at the table with the church, because that's the domestic church. You in your home, the church is there. Be ready. Be open and be listening to the Holy Spirit for how he wants you to invite people to the family table. Jesus deeply desired, the Father deeply desires this. And we hear this in Jesus' invitation to us today. I want you to invite people to my table. I don't want you to wonder whether they're good enough or they'll get along well enough or whether they're bad enough, whatever. It doesn't matter. Invite the poor, the lame, anyone. Invite them to the family table. They should have a seat here with us.